We can see the outline of this parable that Jesus gives us. The wedding, of course, is heaven in the next life. The groom is Jesus. The bride is the church. The 10 virgins are all of us, especially Christians. The delay of time for the groom coming to the people, to his bride, to take her to his home. That delay of time is the time of this life. And when the groom does finally come is our death and going into the house and locking the door. And those who are outside the door are outside of heaven. They're in hell. So this is the outline. And then the lamps represent God's grace, God's life in us. We're in the state of grace. God's life is in us. And if it goes out, we're in mortal sin. God is not in us, within us. And if we die in that state, we lose heaven. We lose God. So we all, the lamps, the oil containers are our soul, our heart, our mind. And are they full of, what are they full of? God's grace, his life. And this is perhaps what we can take from the gospel today, are what are we filling our soul with? What do we fill our mind with? What do we fill our life with? What do we fill our time with? Because whatever is within our soul there is what will decide whether we go to heaven or not. And we want to have heaven on earth if we are in the state of grace, if we are in friendship with God. We have a certain heaven on earth. We're friends with God. We have his peace. We know we have the hope for heaven. We have all of his help, all of his guidance, all of his presence and strength and spiritual help with us in the state of grace. And that's the key, is to carry this container full of the grace of God, the love of God, our life, carry that every day throughout our life and never to lose it. But since we are in the midst of all kinds of dangers and many of us do lose the grace of God, then we go to confession and restore it. We receive God's grace again, his light, the lamp representing his light, and we restore it. So I think we should reflect on what are we filling our soul with, what are we filling our heart with. We know it should be full of holy things. We should be full of God in the state of grace, but how do we continue to fill that with the presence of God and make it fuller and fuller, stronger, wider, deeper, greater? We feel that we do that with coming to Mass, receiving the Eucharist, with prayer and lots of prayer every day, prayer throughout the day, deeper and deeper prayer, in union with God in prayer. This is what we need to do and to strengthen it, to strengthen the presence of God there in our soul. This vessel, we are vessels of God, vessels of his grace, vessels of his love. We need to keep filling the love of God in our hearts, the love of God for our neighbor, love for our neighbor. We can go throughout the day with just love in our hearts. Just if we have love in our hearts, it's like we see good everywhere, we see hope everywhere, we see goodness in other people, and if we see bad in other people, we feel sorry for them. We try to help them, we try to say good things to them. This is the kind of love that God is asking for us, always to look with mercy upon our neighbor. He wants us to be full of love because God is love. If we go to the end of our life with this lamp full of oil, this kind of oil of love, holiness, holy thoughts, goodness, we'll have this smooth transition into the hands of God, smooth transition into heaven. So we enter this religious life to be more full of God. We spend all our time throughout our day in prayer or work or doing good works. Doesn't mean we're saints, but it means the whole structure of this religious life is designed to fill us with the grace of God, to fill us with holy things, holy thoughts, spiritual communion, spiritual reading, meditation time. This is what we do as religious. That's why we call it the life of perfection. The more perfect we become in religious life, the more holy we are, the more we are like God. And so it's called a life of perfection because it tends to make us more perfect. Religious life does that, and not everyone's religious. But and so as lay people, you aspire to that kind of holiness in your state in life. So you take your vessel, your heart, your soul into the workplace and into your families, and you fill it with holy things. You do spiritual readings. You read the scripture. You read the lives of the saints. You read holy writings. And if you don't do that, maybe you watch good television programs or good movies, or good sermons or you have good friends who talk to you about good things and holy things. You know, you do good things. You take care of people. You take care of your relatives, your parents, your children. You spend your time wisely. All of these things is the way you fill your vessel with holy things. This is what we're supposed to do, where we're aspiring to do what is the ideal. And we know our weaknesses. We know how we get caught up in the Hollywood and the television and the computer or dazzling things that America offers us. It can take us away from holy things, take us away from God, take us away from doing good things, and make us waste time. When we waste time, we tend to fall into sin. And when we fall into sin, we can get stuck in sin, get stuck in the rut and find it hard to get out of it. So we see the dangers of the world. And we come back to the holy things again, come back to church, come back to confession, come back to the Eucharist, come back to prayer, come back to our prayer in the church or in home or in a quiet place, in our room. We pray in our heart. You know, we restore our friendship with God. And God is a person, someone who wants to draw close to us, to be very close to us, who wants to love us, show his love for us with all his strength, and he wants us to love him with all our hearts. So it's a relationship. It's not just a religion of rules and things we need to, all these meticulous things to do, but it's a relationship with God. And that's what our vessel is. Our vessel is our love for God, and that love is shown through our good works. What are we doing every day? What are we doing with our time? And to reflect a little bit on time as well, time is extremely valuable. We can lose God with our time, or we can gain God with a second of time. And imagine if you're on your deathbed and you're caught in sin and you've been away from God. Just by a nick of time, you can find conversion. You can come back to God, be sorry for your sins, with a special grace from God that other people may have gotten for you through prayer or whatever. Of course, we don't want to wait to that last moment of our life. God is asking us to fill our vessel with holy things today and every day, not just at the end of our life or later in our life when we reach a certain point in our life, but to be holy today and every day, because we don't know the day or the hour, he says in the end of this gospel reading. We don't know the day or the hour. It could be today, could be tonight, could be tomorrow, next week, or next year. It can be. And so we don't want to just prepare for that last moment, but prepare every day for the coming of God into our hearts. And so the symbol and the thing to remember today is that lamp. That lamp, that vessel, the vessel of oil, that we want to fill it with holy things. Fill it with God, fill it with prayer, fill it with love and charity for our neighbor, and fill it today to make God happy and to make ourselves happy as well.